Well, hello and welcome. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And of course, I always like to tout the fact that Dave and Amy have a naturopathic doctor on their staff, which I think is, you know, really nice. It's certainly nice for me. I get to talk to a lot of very, very nice people. And hopefully help as many as I can. We're all in the same boat together. We're trying to learn and trying to get healthy and stay healthy. And, of course, Purium is a unique company because, for several reasons, we are privately owned. We're not part of a big corporation. We're not owned by some multinational organization, holding company, Procter & Gamble, or anyone else. We also manufacture our own products, which is very unique in the supplement industry, whether it be network marketing or what you find on the health food store. You look at bottles upon bottles upon bottles, and very rarely will you see the name, the words, manufactured by. But Purium, you will see that word, phrase, manufactured by. That means that we made the products. You'll see lots of labels that will say manufactured for, exclusively formulated for, all of these nice little terms. And what those all mean is that basically the company the person who's got their name on the label, all they did was print a label. And sometimes they didn't even do that. Sometimes they actually asked someone else to make the formula for them. Now, I speak from my own experience because Purium and our parent company, which is called Organic by Nature, we manufacture probably 120 products for over 90 different companies. So we do a lot of manufacturing for other people. So I know exactly how this works. And a lot of people don't care about purity. They just want price. And so that's why companies will use additives and fillers and so on and so forth, which we don't. And these additives and fillers can be things like plastic, hydrogenated vegetable oil, petrochemicals, I mean, even ground glass. I mean, it's not pretty. And the FDA allows these things to be added so that one can make their products easier to make. And, of course, if you can make it easier to make, it saves you money. So, we don't do any of those things. Now, before we get into the main subject tonight, I would like to broach a quick subject that I think is very, very helpful. A question that does come up once in a while, not as much as the one we're going to discuss in a few minutes, but it does come up, you know, more than a lot of other things. And that is, why would I want to consume these superfoods if I can just eat fresh food? And that's a good question. It's a very good question. And, of course, a lot of these people go on saying, well, you know, you're putting it in a package, so obviously it's been processed, and so how can we consider this to be fresh as, you know, seems like we're better off eating fresh foods. And I would say that if you have your own garden, in fact, I was just watching a video of a family that's been doing something for over 10 years in Pasadena, California, which is basically part of Los Angeles. It's where the Rose Bowl Parade happens, Pasadena. And these people have been growing their own food for 10 years. This is a city. And they have some goats. Miniature goats, they have chickens and ducks. Now, not only are they producing their own food for themselves, but they produce enough food, and this is daddy, daughter, son, and I believe a cousin. And this is basically their full-time job. It's what they do. They also grow enough that they sell about $20,000 a year worth of organic produce, and I think eggs, to gourmet and upscale restaurants that really want this kind of stuff. Now, if you've got that kind of operation going, or you have access to fresh food like that, or you grow it yourself, in other words, then, and you're growing enough food for your entire life, not your life, but I mean, in other words, for your daily needs, and you know, you got some chickens, maybe a goat. You don't need any supplements. But if you're not able to do that, superfoods are your best insurance policy. Now, why is that? Well, simply put, chemical vitamins don't work. I think most of you who are listening realize that. It has been said that Americans have the most expensive urine in the world, and that's because so many people consume these chemical vitamins, and it goes right into the toilet. We pee it out. And so superfoods are basically high nutrient, low calorie foods, things like spirulina, like wheatgrass powder, things like this. Now you say, well, okay, but why don't I just do fresh wheatgrass in a juice bar? Well, you can do that if you want, but it's not going to be as nutritious. And here's why. Fresh wheatgrass juice is grown for about 7 days in a shallow tray. Our green kamut and our barley juice grows for an entire winter season in organic soil in Utah. So in other words, it's going to have longer tap roots and more nutrients. Now, people are going to say, yeah, but what about enzymes? Well, I'll give you that. The fresh is going to have some more enzymes. But these products are also enzyme active because they're vacuum dried at about 85, 86 degrees. Enzymes die at about 115 or so. So in other words, unless you really have access to growing your own organic food 24/7, I mean, you're eating your own food and you're doing it on a regular basis all year round. And if you don't live in a place like Southern California or maybe Florida or Georgia where you've got access to good enough weather, then you got to go inside. You know, build greenhouses, things like that. The other problem, if you're going to go even to the nicest health food store and buy the best organic produce that's on the shelf, you have to realize that most of that produce is anywhere from 24 to maybe 72 hours old. And studies show that a head of lettuce that has been picked loses 50% of its vitamin C within about 6 hours. And that's even if you hydrocool it, which is the way produce should be handled, especially vegetables, greens. So in other words, you can't really do it by just simply buying so-called fresh produce. It really doesn't exist. And the quantity you'd have to eat to get you a nutrient content is a lot. So it doesn't mean that you don't do that. You still want to eat fresh food as much as you can get. But for your nutritional intake, it really makes sense to supplement with superfoods that have been processed with low heat, that have been carefully picked for high nutrient content, and that really can make you feel good. So hopefully that will help those people that every once in a while we get that kind of question. Now, the main subject we are going to approach is one that I get over and over and over again, probably 20 to 30 times a month minimum, maybe more, in the form of emails and phone calls. And the question is regarding exercise while we are on the cleanse. Now, I think most of you who are listening are well aware of the fact that the cleanse is ongoing. The 10-day transformation cleanse is very well received. It's been very successful. And more people keep coming on wanting to do it. In fact, a lot of people have done it more than once. Now, I want to remind everyone that one of the reasons why it's called transformation cleanse is because the main goal of this, I realize that we advertise, you know, it's the fastest weight loss, so on and so forth. That's great. But what we are really transforming is a lifestyle into a healthy lifestyle from one that may not be utilizing as many healthy parts of our existence when it comes to food, when it comes to rest, when it comes to exercise, things like this. So the subject is about exercise. And many people who are doing the cleanse are exercise junkies. I've had people tell me that, you know, they're addicted to exercise. And, of course, my response is, well, any addiction is not a healthy addiction. And that's the truth. No matter what you think you're addicted to. The only thing you can be addicted to that's good for you is peace and happiness. Those are good qualities to be addicted to. And I'm sorry to say that not enough people are actually addicted to those. But other than that, if you're addicted to exercise, if you're addicted to food, alcohol, drugs, sex, work, I don't care what it is. Any addiction is not healthy. So that's point number one. Point number two, when we are cleansing, when we are consuming 600 calories a day, and normally, let's say, if you're really an super active person, you might be consuming 2,000 to 4,000 calories a day. And so if you are cutting that down to 600 calories a day and you want to maintain the physical activity that you normally have been doing when you are consuming a lot more calories, many people find that it works fine for 1 to 3 days. And then the bottom falls out. They feel like hell. Either they start having incredible symptoms like, you know, extreme nausea. Some people find that it's like they stop. And of course, they can't figure it out. Well, here's the deal. When we tell our bodies that we are doing a cleanse and we limit our calories to 600, the body basically takes this information and applauds, and it says, this is great. We can now do some house cleaning. And so the body, which has, you know, the body has its own type of brain in terms of its nervous system. It has a lot of operations that our conscious mind have nothing to do with. Now, I'm not saying we can't affect it, but most of the time we're not going to, and it's not necessarily a good idea to try and do it unless you're really quite evolved and you know what's best. So in any event, when the body recognizes that a cleanse is in the works, calorie count has gone down, the body wants to clean out certain organs the most. It would like to, you know, obviously clean out the liver, gallbladder, stomach, lungs, which is one of the reasons why doing a lot of deep breathing is very good when you're doing cleansing. And in other words, it's going to go for vital organs. So more and more energy is going to be put into the digestive system and the elimination systems, especially the kidneys, the liver, a lot, because the liver processes tons of toxins every single day. So while this energy is being funneled into these inner organs, it is being pulled away from the muscle groups, the arms, the legs. And so when you first start doing the cleanse, if it has been your pattern to, let's say, do some hot yoga or, you know, running 10 miles or whatever, you probably will be able to do that because you haven't really completely, the body hasn't really figured out 100% what's going on because you're still demanding the activity even though you've eliminated a lot of the calories. So it sort of allows you the leeway to do that. But after a couple of days, it starts to say, wait a second, this is not what we bargained for. And it then pulls the plug. It says, no, we're not doing this. We've got to put the energy inside to do the cleansing because that's what we're trying to do. And so that's when people start feeling tired, sluggish, so on and so forth. And one of the other side effects that can happen to people, and this also comes up quite a bit, is people comment about the fact that they don't have the type of bowel movements that they thought they were going to have. A lot of times people think that when you do a cleanse, and even those who are doing the cleanse with the fiber products, they often think that, well, gosh, I should be having bowel movements 4 or 5 times a day. Well, one of the reasons, a couple reasons why you don't. First of all, you're not consuming that much actual fiber. I mean, you're, even with the fiber, you're still nowhere near what you normally do on a daily basis. That's number one. Number two, it takes a lot of energy for peristaltic action. And so that energy is going to be sort of reserved until there's enough material in the colon to actually push it through. And so that's one of the reasons why sometimes people will not have the kind of bowel movements that they thought they were going to. And this is one of the reasons why we offer and suggest two options. Number one, to add some flex foods. So you're getting some enzyme-active fiber in terms of the vegetables and the fruits. Or like doing the saltwater flush, which is just sort of a good cleanse, you know, like running a hose through you. And that does flush most people out pretty well. And there are people who ask you have done that every day and there's something wrong with that. It's not habit forming and, you know, it's better than doing enemas because at least the water's traveling in the right direction. So in any event, when it comes to exercise and digestion and everything, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to give our body the cooperation that it needs to actually do the cleanse. And so I hope that I'm being as clear as I can about this, that the body truly has its own intelligence. Definitely the heart does. Heart has its own brain. And so we are basically, you know, visitors to a foreign land. I mean, we are spiritual, as it said, we're spiritual beings living in a physical body. So it's just like an automobile. You know, you take your automobile to the shop to get it tuned up, and while it's being tuned up, you're not driving it. Well, it's the same with the body, that really, to get a really thorough, good cleanse, it helps to be able to get as much rest and relaxation, especially relaxation and calmness. We have become a society that is so on the go. And more people I talk to don't even know what it means to not be feeling stress. And so this is what this is designed for, really to give us a vacation. You know, we go to sleep every night and we rest our bodies. And some people don't rest that well. You know, some people are twisting and turning and, you know, they're fidgety because they weren't relaxed when they tried to go to sleep. But the point is that when you do a cleanse, to get the best results out of it, it really helps to try to do your best to do deep breathing. In fact, I'm not saying you shouldn't do any exercise. In fact, one of the best things that you can do is to take a walk in fresh air and while you're doing that, to do deep breathing. And one of the best ways you can do deep breathing is really what's called double inhalation and double exhalation. So you breathe in and you breathe out. Now you don't want to hyperventilate, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to pull in as much air as you can and then release it. And by doing the double type of breath out especially, and making sure that you are breathing from your diaphragm, in other words, you're seeing your stomach go in and out, you are then removing toxic gases that circulate through your bloodstream and are dumped into your lungs to be eliminated. And so if we do just the shallow type breathing, which most people are used to doing, it's when we're under stress we breathe shallow. It's when we're excited or whatever. No, if we're dealing with any kind of very harsh emotion, you're not deep breathing. And so that is one of the reasons why you build up more and more toxic acid in your system, because you are not able to release these toxic gases that accumulate in the lungs. So doing deep breathing is a very helpful thing, especially if you can truly and consciously relax. In fact, it is so powerful that it's almost mind-boggling. I have a friend that years ago, this guy, he's mellowed out a lot, but when he was younger, I mean, he was one of these very, very high-strung perfectionists. And he drove himself crazy. And he was talking to a counselor one day about his malady of, you know, driving himself crazy and always being tense and so on and so forth. And this counselor basically told him to go take a walk around the block. And while he was walking around the block, to do this deep breathing and do like circular breathing. You inhale and like count 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever's comfortable. You hold your breath for half that time. So in other words, if you inhale to the count of 10, then you hold your breath for a count of 5 and then exhale to a count of 10. And you obviously breathe in and breathe out slowly. You're not trying to run. You're just walking. And it's good to think positive thoughts while you're doing the counting. So anyhow, he obliged and said, all right, well, I'll do this. But as he was doing it, he's saying, well, this isn't going to work. You know, I've got problems. I'm stressed out, so on and so forth. By the time he made it around the block, he didn't even remember what he thought he was stressed about. Because he took it to heart. He really tried his best to do it. So breathing is an amazing exercise to do. And for those of you who might do hatha yoga or some type of tai chi or anything like this, breathing is always a integral part of any of these types of exercises and disciplines, because the breath is actually the link between like our body and our spirit, our spirit nature. So by coming in contact and slowing our breath down just by using it correctly, that alone helps to calm us down immensely. So, the main message I really hope to leave you with, and I hope that this will be listened to over and over again by other people who have questions about exercising and doing a full-time job. I realize that one of the reasons why our transformation cleanse has been so successful is it's easy to do. And it pretty much gives your body what it needs to get by. And so if you still have to do work, you know, in an office or whatever, most people find that they can handle it. Now, obviously, if you have to do some kind of physical work, then you may have to add some of the flex foods or even something else. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, and you're still gaining more than if you didn't do it at all. The one thing that you don't want to do is you do not want to put your body into a stress mode. Because once you put your body into a stress mode, you have stopped the cleansing. The body can only do one thing at a time. If the body is cleansing, it cannot be able to perform all the action that you may be used to. So you have to be in tune with that and pay attention to what is going on. This is really crucial. And in fact, what the whole thing is about, when you come right down to it, is awareness. By increasing our awareness and listening to how we feel and what's going on, we have a much better idea of how much to do and when we might need something else, when we might need to rest. You know, so often we all push ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes. But when you're actually trying to help your body by cleansing it, you want to cooperate with its needs so that it can experience what it's hoping to experience, which is less toxins and, you know, a lighter feeling. And we've had many, many people report that. There are people that have lost lots of weight. There are people who have lost very little weight. But when I end up talking to them, they recognize that they actually feel a whole bunch better. And so the motivation of why we are doing this really is crucial. And so I really encourage everyone to be as aware as possible so that you can assist the body and help it actually get the results that it's attempting to get. So I hope that this has been helpful, friends. Like I said, this has become one of the most popular questions that I've been receiving for the last, I'd say, at least month. And so it will be in the back office, I believe, starting tomorrow. And it's been a pleasure being with you. I will see you again in 2 weeks, in July, which will, I believe, be July the 10th. So until then, I wish you health and happiness. God bless, and bye for now.